We know, verse 22, that the whole creation has been groaning together in the pains of childbirth until now. And not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit. What is that? Do you stop as I stop and think, what is the first fruits of the Spirit? Now, Jesus walked up to a fig tree, expecting to find figs on it, and found nothing. It was a tree in leaf, and it had no figs. And what did he do to the tree? He cursed it. That's just a tree, Lord. What's the point? Lord, meek and mild, you don't even extinguish a smoldering flax, a wick. He doesn't just... Why did you curse a tree? We who have the first fruits of the Spirit. Oh, look, that's in leaf. You know what happens to fig trees in leaf? Figs. I expect fruit from trees in leaf. You fruitless tree, you tricked us all. You're eating up the soil and you produce nothing. Fruitless. Person with a talent. Just got one. Better be careful and bury it. Five, better employ them, better use them, better get results. Two parables by Jesus about being alive and effective, about yielding what's inside of you to come out in order to look at that scripture. But we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, now first fruits, it's actually a phrase that's used about a person who's consecrated to God for all time. Did you know that? Your firstborn son, you don't sacrifice to God because it's the first out of the womb. Instead, you sanctify them and you commit them to the Lord, which is how he feels about his first and only born son. But the first of your flock, barbecue. The first of your crops, onto the altar. We who have the first fruits of the Spirit groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. For in this hope we were saved. Were saved. Were. Aorist passive. Do you remember aorist passive? I did a little demonstration a couple of weeks ago. Aorist is when you're writing a sentence and it finishes. Period. Okay? So, aorist, we're saved, it's done, it's finished, it's, what did Jesus say? It is finished, and he breathed his last. What do people who have faith in Jesus Christ have? They have the promise of eternal life from the moment they believe. We're saved. The people who were baptized a couple of weeks ago, they weren't washed so that they could live. They declared through the act of baptism that they had been saved. Aorist means it's finished in the past. Passive means it happens to you. You don't do it. So in the past, saved by God who saves, which is proven when you believe. So if you believe, if you're here today and you believe, it's because God has saved you in the past. That's how you could be here today and say, I believe. In this hope, we were saved. What is the hope? The hope is the adoption, which is strange because it says the Spirit himself in verse 16 bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And the adoption is not yet, but you stand in the not yet. Christians, you need to learn to stand in the not yet, until the things that come. It's critical, and it's what the scripture is teaching about this morning. All of these things, we know creation is groaning, and we ourselves, we who have the first fruits of the Spirit, faith, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, fruit of the Spirit, first fruits, we, the people who have come to faith and live like it, and people see it, the first fruits, not the full-on everything of harvest, but here they are, tender figs already at work in your life. You'll be complete when Jesus comes back. You'll be perfect in heaven. You will be all that hallelujah. You'll be all about worshiping endlessly then. I don't understand worshiping endlessly because I get tired of praising. After a couple of hours on Wednesday night, I was a little bit done. When it was midnight, I was like, hey, this has been great. This has been great. You know, other churches did it for 24 hours. Bless them. 2 hours in, I was like, oh, I don't like the way this worship's happening. There were people from other churches worshiping the way people from other churches worship. And I thought, that's not much for me. There were a couple of people who were like, this is so not for me, I'm leaving. And then, you know, after their style and zeal passed on, there was worship continued. But do you understand? Endless worship for eternity. You're freed of your body that's tired when you sit in those pews. How do you sit in those pews? I sat in pews at a church recently for a service. Pews, man. You're diligent. Sat in them, and time passes, and you feel your bones. Or if someone sings the same song, you ever been in one of those sing the same song over and over places where the chorus keeps coming around and you think, I'm done. Are we going to sing of his love forever, this song here in church? But there's something about worship of God forever in heaven when we are unencumbered, and why where all it is just so wonderful to be here. God, I don't need to move. Wow. That's the promise of the future. And we have that coming. In this hope, we were saved. That's what it says at the end of verse 24. And now it continues in verse 24. Now hope that is seen is not hope. Who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Do you know that heaven is definitely coming? Do you know, did you know, Chris, that healing was coming? Not 15 years ago. Last week, when diabetes was making sugar flux and insulin, it was affecting. There were days when it was, Sunday afternoon, how are you? I couldn't make it this Sunday. It wasn't right to put my foot on the pedal of a car because I was feeling the way I felt. I had to stay put. And now this. Just hope is all you had. And some of us have hope that has not been realized. Some of us, we do not have the result of our prayers in this life. But hope does not disappoint. And hope is what we have. That is not me whistling in the dark because I'm scared. That is not me promising a big apple pie and the great by and by for those of you who just keep tithing. That is not what this is. That's not what this is. There's enough charlatans out there who that's exactly what they're working. But that's not what I'm talking about here. Look at verse 26. Actually, I say verse 25 first. But if we hope for what we do not see, we wait for it with patience. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words.